3 cc's of Brompton cocktail. 3 p.m. Caravaggio slips the book out of the English patient's hands. When you crashed in the desert, where were you flying from? He asks. I was leaving the Gulf Kabir. I had gone there to collect someone in late August 1942.
During the war? Everyone must have left by then.
Yes, there were just armies.
What happened in 1942? Caravaggio asks,
and the English patient begins.
I had made the journey to Cairo and was returning from there. I was slipping between the enemy, remembering old maps, hitting the pre-war caches of petrol and water, driving towards Uwainat. It was easier now that I was alone. Miles from the Gulf Kabir, the truck exploded and I capsized, rolling automatically into the sand, not wanting a spark to touch me. The truck exploded, probably sabotaged. There were spies among the Bedouin. Leaving the truck, I started walking towards Uwainat, where I knew there was a buried plane.
Wait, what do you mean, a buried plane? Caravaggio asks.
Maddox had an old plane in the early days which he had shaved down to the essentials. The only extra was the closed bubble of cockpit, crucial for desert flights. During our time in the desert, he had taught me to fly. When Clifton's plane flew into our midst, the aging plane of Maddox was left where it was, covered with a tarpaulin, pegged down in one of the northeast alcoves of Uwainat. Sand collected over it gradually for the next few years. None of us thought you would see it again.
So you were walking towards it, Caravaggio says.
Yes. 4 nights of walking. Everywhere there was war. I walked towards Uwainat. I got there about noon and climbed up into the caves of the plateau, above the well named Aindua.
Caravaggio thinks he knows who you are, Hannah said.
The English patient said nothing.
He says you are not English. He worked with intelligence out of Cairo and Italy for a while, till he was captured. My family knew Caravaggio before the war. He was a thief. He believed in the movement of things. Some thieves are collectors, like some of the explorers you scorn, like some men with women or some women with men. But Caravaggio was not like that. He was too curious and generous to be a successful thief. Half the things he stole never came home. He thinks you are not English.
She watched his stillness as she spoke. It appeared that he was not listening carefully to what she was saying, just his distant thinking.
She stopped talking.